was any cost, man? Freeze and mix.
I wanted to, because apparently nobody else is going to do this, okay. Right? Uh-huh. I wanted to congratulate you.
Oh. Oh.
I wanted to congratulate you on your nomination for Pundit of the Year. Oh, everybody.
Thank you.
Because nobody else is going to do it, J-Bell.
I mean,
I've sat here and I watched you work tirelessly.
Thank you, brother.
Put in so much effort. You have elevated yourself to the stratosphere of the top pundits in the United Kingdom, J-Bell. Mm-hmm. And thank everything you. That you are getting, you deserve. Now, the question I have for you is, how was the event yesterday? How was that?
Oh, well you prop. This is quite interesting. Thank you for that, and thank you for allowing me to copy all your good stuff and use it over and over again like it's my own material,
that's
and
fine.
You never calling me out.
No,
appreciate that.
We're good to go.
Use that on different networks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Catch phrases, all that.
Yeah.
That being said, I was the award show was last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
Last night.
How was it? You didn't tell me how it was.
Yeah, because I wasn't there. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I wasn't there. I woke up.
You weren't where?
I didn't get a ticket.
You didn't get a ticket to what?
I didn't get a ticket to the award show.
To the award show you are nominated for, J-Bell? How is that a possibility? How is that a possibility, Jason?
Bro, no one gave me a ticket.
So they said,
and I
said, yo, you could win this award, but you can't come.
Let me tell you how in shock. So I have Teal, who runs our stuff for us. Shout out to Teal. She's searching, looking. Hey, is this happening? So I wake up yesterday, and I'm looking at Twitter, and I see the award show, Sports Journalism Award Show, and I'm like, they're talking about it like the show was last night. And I'm thinking,
it can't be last
this
night.
Must be the last year's show, right? I'm like, I don't even know this is happening.
Yeah.
So I send a message to Laura, because Laura's up for an award.
Okay.
And she goes, yeah, you gonna be there? And I was like, nah, Laura, I ain't gonna be there. And Laura's like, what? Like, yeah, I'll hit you back. Come to find out, I guess the network that put me up for the award, I don't even have a ticket. Hey, you know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's funny. And I don't even trip on this. Like, our show couldn't be in the awards because we changed channels and all that. Mm. But, you know, we're usually always there. Shout out to the team because we always get tickets, right?
Yep.
But this is what's funny. I'm up for award.
Mm.
Not invited. But I'm looking at Twitter to see, you know, who wins I'm following because I'm not there.
Mm.
And I see people posting there, everything, all kind of people I know. Just everybody.
Mm.
They ain't up for no awards. This is great. Look at this. This award show. Wow. Guess where my ass was?
At the crib.
So the moral of the story is, it ain't about you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's crazy.
I didn't get invited, bro. But you know what's funny about that? Remember, I will say the NFL has gotten better at this to some extent. Well, the NFL is good because they do their own stuff. But back in the day, for those that didn't play in Super Bowls like myself, you'd go to a Super Bowl, and it wasn't about the players.
Yeah.
It was about everybody else. I mean, as a player, you'd be trying to get into the party. They'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
You like, what is this?
This is the Super Bowl.
This is our thing. Yeah. Now the NFL has so many events now for players and does a good job with that. There's plenty of stuff to do. But back in the day, I don't think it was like that.
Mm.
That's kind of how this felt.
Yeah, I got you. But, you know, in all fairness – not in all fairness, because there's nothing fair about that. But at the end of the day, somebody else won the award.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really like going to awards that we're not going to win.
No, that's true.
You know, because if you don't win, you're sitting there, you're looking around, and then you got to give the fake.
Ha ha ha.
You gotta sit back. Start drinking.
Then you start drinking. Then you know you don't gotta talk to nobody. You get turned up. You be like, just in case I gotta say something, let me chill out.
Let me chill out. So it all worked out in the end. What would have been a disaster is if you were the one.
Oh my God.
And you were there. And the winner is Jason Bell.
Hey, I guarantee you they would have found, they'd have been like, is he here?
Is he here?
There would have been a level of concern before that. Like, we'll make sure he has a ticket. Man, that's,
ridiculous,
man. That was different, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you start thinking too highly of yourself.
They humble you on.
Oh.
They bring you back down.
They let you know. Yeah. They let you know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, the reason I would have wanted to be there is that it would have represented the NFL.
Yep.
You know,
1,000%.
In the whole show, it was the one thing that said NFL, you know, pundit of the year,
yep,
up there, but for the NFL. And that's why we do everything, man. We see the bigger picture of team. But
yeah.
I didn't get that chance because of
I'm very disappointed.
The people that put me up for the award didn't give me a ticket.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Bro, they didn't – nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The disrespect has to stop.
I mean, listen.
It has to stop.
It has to stop.
Yeah.
We got something for them. You know, send me some shots out on Twitter to how would you handle the disrespect? Hashtag, how would you handle the disrespect? Let me know what I shouldn't do, but I want to know what you think.
Nah, we're good. Are you going to have some of these?
I am. Let's tell everybody what we got, first of all.
I brought in some of these donuts. There's like how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 12 of them in here.
But oh, see,
a dirty dozen.
What's great about it is I looked at it and I asked you, did you have one?
No.
And you told me about the seal.
Yeah.
It's still sealed. Oh my gosh, Simon can't wait
to open those up.
Oh my
gosh. Of course.
That's why Simon wanted to get napkins.
Yep.
Does anybody want coffee?
Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out. But yeah, I brought those in. Yeah, of course, 100%. I brought those in for everybody to eat, but I don't put that poison in my body. I don't put that poison inside my body, J-Bell. No, thank you. Those are for you guys.
Oh,
you
my
guys,
God.
You guys enjoy
that. I don't
put
that poison in my body, but it's for you
it's
all.
It's for you all.
Enjoy yourself.
No, I'm kidding, man. I love those donuts. Those are my favorite. I can't have those today because my day that I would eat that is on Sunday. And
so what do you mean? So you don't eat any of these today?
Sunday, I would eat all
the
of
whole
them.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's your cheat day.
That's my cheat day.
Which
Sunday's
one can I eat? Which one doesn't have filling, OC?
The round ones, the sugar ones.
This one?
Ones. Yeah, no, the plain ones. They don't have filling in them.
Oh, Chris,
exactly.
So this one with this little drizzle, I can eat.
Yeah. That one doesn't have filling in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Those ones don't have any.
I have to. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Will to Throw. I have to eat one of these. Even though I don't put this kind of poison in my body.
There you go. Oh, Chris, you know you want
well,
that.
You, get over
you
here.
Know.
Oh, my God. Do you see Simon? He's like, bring it back.
I know.
Here, take this, Simon. Man, did you eat today, Simon?
No, he hasn't eaten anything. He's going to enjoy that.
Oh, you haven't had one yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
bad,
the one.
Simon.
That's the one. That's the one, the chocolate
My bad,
one.
Simon. I didn't know you didn't have one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is it good? I like to live vicariously through people. Mm. Tell me, is it good, Simon?
Mm.
That's a good one? Is it still it's fresh, right? It's suck. The guy told me they just made him today. Now I bought him at the train station, and if he's lying, I can I'm going right back there to tell him about himself. So
awesome.
Is it fresh? It's fresh? It's a fresh one?
Don't tell me where you bought him.
Okay.
Cause it feels so right.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
Just let me soak in. I can smell them too. They're so fresh.
I can't wait for this sugar high to kick in.
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm so excited.
Because I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
I've already been disrespected.
This is. I promise you, they're not going to do that again.
This.
They're not going to do that again. No, it's not going to happen
This
again.
Is respect.
Yes. This is how I feel about you guys today, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
How to be a true leader.
The temperature. You got to know the temperature of what's
you
going
do.
On. Yeah. You got to
know. That right there. That was leadership. Those donuts?
Yeah. You're going to know that somebody respects you in here. You're going to know, J-Bell.
I feel it.
Yeah.
And that's why this is that's why this place is so great.
Yeah.
And I missed it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That was good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
I can actually see the drool coming out of Chris and Will's mouth. Mm-hmm. They're like, mm-hmm. I cannot wait for these two to shut up so I can dig in to those Krispy Kremes.
Oh, my gosh. That is.
Get in my belly.
We need to have more of these in the podcast.
I got you.
So the off season is every 2 weeks. So fortnightly.
Yep.
Is that what that's what that word means?
Yeah, fortnightly.
Mm-hmm. So fortnightly, Krispy Kremes are the equivalent. That's sustainable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you gotta buy them. I'm just saying like for our dietary requirements.
I'll bring something in like this. Ben's cookies? You ever had Ben's cookies?
No.
Ben's cookies? You never had Ben's cookies? They come in like a tin sometimes. They're
ridiculous.
Did you ever
bring them around?
I brought them in before.
Then I've had them.
Yeah, Ben's. Ooh. Next time I'll bring in Ben's and all kinds of good things, man.
Mm.
I wish we could like shoot this on a Sunday so I can show you guys how I really get down.
Tell me your Sunday setup.
Ooh, okay, good. So that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
Now, it depends on how big I'm going to go. Right.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If I'm going to go like mega large,
yeah,
that means I have to go play soccer in the morning.
Okay.
Right.
On Sunday.
And yep. So I don't eat nothing till like 12 o'clock.
Ooh.
Boom. I'm just burning, yep. Burning.
Counting
burning.
Them on the watch.
On the watch. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. So I try to hit like around 2,000 calories.
Burned. Ooh. That's aggressive.
And then I come in and then I go. I was like, Layla, let me get one of those coffees. She's like, do you want the coffee with love? I'm like, yes.
What does that?
Coffee with love is just a little bit of coffee. And a whole can of condensed milk.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
That's coffee with love. So that's how I start my day. A whole can of condensed milk and a spoon of coffee. And so I'm already. The 2,000 calories I burned, it's in that coffee.
Oh, my God.
That's just the beginning.
I wasn't ready for that.
Movie theater.
Okay.
Movie theater. Chocolate covered peanuts.
Oh.
Large popcorn. Ooh. Sweet and salty, right?
Okay.
All of that.
Okay.
Boom. Caramel chews. Boom.
Ooh.
Boom. All of that. And the movie's usually like 2. So I go to the movie from 2 to 4, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've had all of that. So I'm like, you know,
you're go.
But you know, the sugar doesn't fill you up.
No.
Just gives you that little
pep.
Just a bunch of sugar. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Then I go to the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Not the movie theater. Then I go to the dinner, the restaurant,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's where it really goes down, J-Bell.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When I start to get my proteins in.
Ooh.
You know, my ribs. Mm. You know, my chicken fried. Ooh. Like, you Ooh. Know, the steaks.
Oh, yes.
You know, all of that good stuff. French fries.
Ooh.
And then maybe some broccoli. Because life is about balance.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little broccoli in there. So that's usually how my Sundays usually go, bro. It's incredible.
You gotta have a little balance.
It's all about balance, bro. All about balance. Yeah.
And then you fast until the next day. At what time do you?
Oh, it's not over because we go home and then we get the Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we lay down, and then I just lay down like this. And then Layla just feeds me ice cream.
No.
I swear to God, like a baby, like she feeds a little baby. That's what she feeds me ice cream. Because it's a whole week of just work, grind, you know. So Sunday, she's like, I got you.
Yeah,
she just takes care of me. She just takes care of me.
That's why you ready on Monday.
Good to go.
You are.
Good to go.
You are always ready on Monday.
Still got all that. Because you know when you eat a lot, that's what I used to do like when I was playing, uh-huh. Right? Like on Saturday, because
uh-huh.
Before the games, I couldn't eat.
Nah, you
I wouldn't eat nothing.
Yeah, 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 yep.
So on Saturday, mm-hmm. Like the whole day just...
Just loading up.
Junk. I'm talking about like
really
all kinds of like anything I want, but a lot of carbs,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sugar, all of that type of stuff. And so the next day, it's still in you.
You're burning all
so
that.
You just.
Yep, yep.
Did
you eat big that night?
At night I would.
Okay, okay. That's
definitely.
You would load up.
But I couldn't eat the day. So that's why I hated the night games. Because I could only eat like maybe like a piece of toast or maybe like a bagel early in the morning that day, and I wouldn't eat nothing the rest of the day.
You just couldn't.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. Couldn't have any. I needed my stomach completely empty.
You needed to be fast, and,
yeah.
And that was the thing you did, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of good players
Oops.
I've been around, I won't mention their names because they haven't signed a form for me to mention, but they were great players, and they said the same thing.
Wouldn't eat, huh? Just empty.
One of them said, hungry dogs eat.
It's a fact.
No, hungry dogs hunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, oh, this is why I was a marginal player.
There's a level of focus that comes when you're hungry. It's really strange.
People that fast, yeah, and they do that a lot. They talk about that. Mm-hmm. They talk about how they don't waste unnecessary energy because everything is about preservation to that next meal. Mm-hmm. So you're just not doing stupid stuff, mm-hmm, right? So imagine that on the field where it's just, I got to do this. You didn't waste a lot of time on the sideline doing a bunch of nothing anyway.
Doing the footwork stuff, getting ready. Nah, bro.
Just the warm-ups with the cleats.
Yeah.
This is our first podcast since the Super Bowl, isn't it?
It is, Jason.
A lot has happened.
A lot of stuff has gone on.
We got movers. We got shakers. We got a couple things to talk about before we probably dive into the draft.
I got something for you, J-Bell.
Okay, I'm listening.
I got something for you.
I am always willing to adjust on the fly.
Speaking of NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the NFL.
Yes.
Heard some very, very interesting things.
Was it whispers?
Definitely not whispers. More of a shout, J-Bell. More of a shout.
Okay.
Apparently, our great friend Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks, these are just rumors.
Mm-hmm.
What, because here's the thing, J-Bo. There was a level of acrimony between Pete Carroll and Snyder, the GM.
The GM, yes.
And Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you started hearing stuff.
Yeah,
and they kept things quiet for a long time.
But there was just... And remember, we had the conversation. I was like, something happened there.
Your smell test.
Yeah. Like something happened
your
there.
Your smell test.
Right? That we just don't know about. Come to find out that apparently Russell Wilson wanted Pete Carroll and John Snyder fired.
Jeez.
Fired?
Okay. It's a lot to unpack.
Fired, J-Bell? So this is like, I'm all for player empowerment. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, J-Bell.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on, man. You can't go to the owners and say, I want my head coach and my general manager. Where are they doing that at?
Is that when,
what is that?
Is that situation why I didn't get a ticket to the show? Because
something ridiculous.
It's like, is that when you feel like you got too much juice?
Did you, the guy who messed up and didn't get, did you actually go to the head and see if you could get him fired? Like, what is that, J-Bell?
You know, it's crazy to even think about that, especially by the kind of guy Carroll is. Like, you hear about him. I've played against him. I've been around him. And first thing it makes me think is, you know when somebody knows you too well, they got to go?
Yeah.
I feel like that might have been the situation. I
think so.
It's I've been figured out, maybe.
Yeah. I've been found out.
And it's not my fault, or?
They got to go.
They got to go.
Put me in position.
On the flip side, what do coaches do? Coaches will turn over a roster, especially with veterans, when they need to change the voice in the locker room.
Yeah.
They need to say, okay, I've run out of things to say. I got to get a new regime in here of players that all this stuff is believable for the next 4 years.
Mm.
So you got to go, J-Bell, as a vet, because you know I'm just talking crazy.
Yeah. You know, I can't even imagine what the conversation would have been like if I would have went to John Mara of the Giants. Be like, hey, John.
You know what?
Coach Coughlin, not sure about. I think we need to get him. You know what? Do you know what John Mara would have done? Right then. He would have said, you know what?
Time for you to go.
He said, wait right here. Uh-huh. Stay right here in my office. He would have walked downstairs.
Uh-huh.
He would have got security
to walk up with him.
They would have came and they would have dragged me out of their office. Right then, J-Bell, no matter what my contract was, right then, he would have said, you know what? It's time for you to get out of here, brother. It's time.
That is what I thought when you were going through this.
Yeah.
I thought, was that when it was over for him?
Yeah.
Was that when they said,
finished?
Oh, yeah. This
can't come back from that.
You can't. To think you, if you think you can say this to us, we got to move on.
Even though, at this point, even the owners themselves were probably like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is too much. We can't do this.
And now that we're involved, we realize, like, wow.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. And then he went on to Denver, and he's got his own office and parking space.
Yeah, well, that's going to change, though, with a new coach.
Sean Payton, forget that.
Yeah, forget that. You called something earlier.
Yep.
Because in that absence, a guy that said, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Geno Smith.
Big Geno.
Yep. Said they wrote me off, I didn't write back.
Mm-hmm.
He got the chalupa.
The big chalupa, big check.
Three-year deal.
Yeah.
100-something?
$105 million. Only one thing missing now.
What's that?
Lizzo. That was the whole thing, is the big contract, Lizzo. Just Lizzo missing now. I'm waiting for any day now, J-Bell. You're going to hear about Geno Smith with Lizzo.
Shout out to Geno getting a check in the offseason. That was big. You called it. And, you know, stability. I will say this. If you're a Seattle fan, NFC, there's a chance, man. You don't know who can come out of there. And he showed he could be one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFC, especially we don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be. It's a shakeup. Yo, you got a chance.
Happy for him.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, big Saints.
Yep.
Went to the Saints.
Nice move.
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
He got a good defense. You know, I mean, the system, I think, is going to fit him well. I've always liked Carr. Always liked that cat.
I believe Dennis Allen was at the Raiders when they drafted
He was their head coach. Wasn't he the head coach?
Yep. You know, don't quote me, but I think I'm there. I should have looked this up, but makes sense. I know you as a person. Cool, come in here, steady the ship. He can be one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFC.
Yep.
Remember, it's all flipped. The AFC is the firepower, so that's a good move. I want to bring it back to something simple and know your thoughts on the last thing. My man Eric Kendricks, Minnesota Vikings, gets released, the linebacker, baller, had a good year. And it's one of those things where I want people to understand, like, when you release a veteran this early, before the draft and for free agency, it's doing him a favor.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Like, other people might look at it like, oh, man, you know. But it's saying, you know, for whatever financial reasons, you got to go. You don't fit. But now you get the pick of everybody. Because if you sign with a team before the draft, they're not going to draft a guy that high because they got you. So it's good looking out. Shout out to the Vikings for how they handled that. Hopefully Eric Kendricks can go somewhere really good and get him a championship. Good dude. UCLA Bruin. Got to give him love. But a lot is going on, man. A lot of things around the world. Something current that's happened that I'd love to hear your expert opinion on, and kind of the synopsis and the breakdown of what's happening, is the election in your homeland,
Nigeria.
Can you break that down for those that don't know, and then give kind of your opinion on everything? I'm very fascinated by this.
Yeah. that's
very loaded.
Yeah. It's something happened in the country, unprecedented.
Yeah.
Right? Never before had it been seen. It wasn't even a thought that something like this could happen, right?
Yep,
so
right.
Nigeria was a military dictatorship for quite a while. They switched to democracy.
Yep.
And in a democracy, there's two main parties. There's the APC and there's the PDP.
Okay.
And they go back and forth, basically, right?
What is the difference between the two?
Well, the APC was basically formed by, you know, a guy by the name. It's just like a bunch of people. Like, they have some godfathers. They come, and then the PDP is more. It's almost like Democrats and Republicans, but without any, like, true
party kind of.
It's not like a true identity.
Right.
You know
right,
how Republicans
right,
in America,
yeah.
they have an identity?
Yeah.
PDP and APC, they don't really have that particular identity. So they switch back and forth. So somebody would be an APC one day, and then he'll switch to PDP depending on however he thinks he's going to get power, right?
Oh, okay. ADC, okay.
Yeah. So Nigeria, incredible country, great resources, great natural wealth. 200 and something million people, supposed to be the giant of Africa. This is what they call it. But because of mismanagement, because of, you know, corruption of our leaders, the country has been stuck in a rut. the people for so long have dealt with this level of corruption from their leaders mm-hmm. that they've become apathetic. they don't even care about because in their head, nothing is
They feel helpless.
Nothing is ever going to change.
Which is what the people in power want them to actually
do. That's what they want, right? Nothing's ever going to change. Mm-hmm. This is what you got. So corruption now starts from the top. It goes all the way to the bottom. So all of a sudden, this man comes up. He decides he's going to leave one of those parties because he was a former governor mm-hmm. in one of the states in the East, right? Mm-hmm. And he's always ran on anti-corruption. I'm not going to bribe anybody. I'm for education. I'm going to move Nigeria forward, right?
What's his name?
Peter Obi. Yeah. Now, Peter Obi is Igbo, and he's from my tribe,
from
basically.
Your tribe.
And the Igbos generally, they fought a war, civil war, because they were trying to secede from Nigeria, lost the war. They've been marginalized ever since, right? So Peter Obi comes from this particular tribe. And the thought that somebody from this particular tribe who is a Christian mm-hmm. can win the election is a non-starter. It's
right.
Not happening.
Marginalized group winning the election.
Yes.
No.
Not happening. Can't happen in the country. Peter Obi comes out. He says, I'm going to a new party, mm-hmm. the Labor Party. I'm not going to pay anybody to get the party's nomination. Mm-hmm. I believe that there's a group of Nigerian people in the country who are sick and tired of all this nonsense that has gone on. They want to move Nigeria forward because this is supposed to be one of the greatest countries on earth. Mm-hmm. He believes this. Mm-hmm. This is what he's running on.
And he's listening to the people.
Listen
to what they're saying.
This is what they're saying. Campaign starts. They're like, yeah, Peter Obi, yeah, we hear you, but the North, the people in the North, Muslims in the North will never vote for you, Peter. What are you talking about? Get out of here. We started to hear from the Muslims in the North. They're like, yeah, actually, we will vote for this guy. Like, Well, the Yorubas, you know, in the Southwest, they'll never vote for this guy. Mm-hmm. Never. I mean, the guy who's running is Yoruba. I'm talking about from the ruling party. Mm-hmm. He's Yoruba. He's supposed to build Lagos up. Those guys will never vote for you. Mm-hmm. We started to hear from them. They were like, you know what? We actually will vote for you.
We like the message.
We like what you're saying.
Now, the North, you've educated Muslim. Me on this before. They control the military.
Control the military, right? And
so
they're Muslim.
Power, Muslim, control the military.
Up there.
Got it.
So now, you know, the election is coming up and all the polls are saying, hey, this guy, Peter Obi, is going to win this election.
People are connecting with this message.
They're connected with this man's message. Now, for all the people who are on the outside and we go back to Nigeria, you know, we love our country. We were a little skeptical. We're like, you know.
History says this can't happen.
This can't happen, right? Yeah. There's just no way this is going to happen. Uh-huh. Like
the old rules.
They will never allow this to happen. Election day comes out. The youth, everybody comes out in mass. They have this thing called INEC, which is the Electoral Commission, right?
Got it.
And so they spent $1 billion in this new system. You're not going to rig this election.
Computerized system.
Everything. The votes are supposed to go directly from the polling booth uh-huh. into the system right away. Yep. Upload them in
right
real
in the
time.
Cloud. Boom. Yep.
Real time.
Yep. Right. Real time.
Real time.
Yeah.
All the polls have indicated that a man, a Christian, from the East, a marginalized is going to win this election.
And they can see it right now.
They can see it right now.
Yeah.
They can see it right now. If Peter Obi wins this election, right? Nigeria, as you know it, can never be the same. It's finished. The old way of thinking, the tribalism, you're Igbo, you're Yoruba, it's over. Because in order for him to win, the North has to vote for him, and the South has to vote for this guy in order for him to win this election.
You said the key word to young people.
Young.
They're like, we want change.
We
so,
don't care about none of this. Mm-hmm. We want change. Election starts. Votes start to come in. All of a sudden, Them votes ain't being uploaded anymore.
At what point does that kind of start happening?
Right away.
Oh, once they see the volume.
Right away. They shut it off. They're like, oh, they're not. So all the other small mini elections that were going on, they were uploading those results immediately.
But not the presidential
one. Not the presidential one. Oh, that one won't go in.
It stopped.
Everybody's like, yo, what is going on? What is going on here?
Yeah, you told us the system is supposed to work.
They spent $1 billion on this. Right. They saw it working in other elections.
Yeah.
The presidential one, no chance.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's like, hey, what's going on? The guy's like, the guy at the head, he's like, oh, no, we don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, this isn't working. And then you start to see, like, the people at the polling units taking snapshots of.
Real time.
Real time.
This is my vote.
This is the vote that's going on. And then the ones that start going into the election, you see them scratched off. Labor Party winning. You see them scratching off numbers, putting in different things. And we're all looking at this. We're sitting on the outside. We're looking. We're like, this. You guys are joking, right? Like, we can see this.
You're not hiding behind a curtain.
Yeah, like, we can all see this. 4 o'clock in the morning, after like 4 days,
yeah,
they announced the guy from the ruling party as the winner of the election. Bro, the country, mm-hmm. right? I've never seen anything like this before. The country went in the morning, dead silence.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, bro. There was even the people who won, they weren't even celebrating. The country went silent. Everybody was just like.
They were stunned.
You mean to tell me, right?
This is not the will of the people.
This is not what the people want. And you're going to do this. And we can't do anything about it. Bro, there was a depression, right, that fell upon the country that I have never, ever experienced. But anybody you talk to were just like. And then the thing that really bothered me a lot, that really frustrated me, wasn't only the fact that these people have had their knee, proverbial knee, on the neck of the people for so long, right? It was all these countries on the outside, the foreign countries, United States of America, Great Britain, France, rushing to congratulate the winner of an election that's been clearly rigged for everybody to see.
Why did they do that?
Simple. They cannot afford for Nigeria to be destabilized.
Right. It's why America, I just use America because I'm American, has always, they've always allowed dictatorships in some places for the stability.
Period.
I don't want to say allowed. I don't want to use that word, but.
Cannot afford that. So you're free, fair, American, British. We stand for democracy. There it is right there for you. And what do? When you have the chance, when you got the chance to be like, you know what? That's your country. I get that.
Yeah.
But from what we see.
Yeah. You don't have to send a congratulatory response like we agree with this. Just by not saying anything.
You're saying everything by not saying anything.
Yeah. I mean.
Didn't do that.
Yeah. You think about what happened in Nicaragua back in the day. I mean, people just can research that in kind of the U.S.'s hand in that situation. It all makes sense.
Yeah. I want you to picture what the people there are going through, right? Just picture this real quick, J-Bell. Yeah. Picture this really quick. Imagine you've been suffering, struggling for so long, you don't see any way out. And then somebody all of a sudden shows up and says, you know what, J-Bell? I'm going to give you this test, right? Here's this test. If you get 1,500 on this particular test, you're going to go to Harvard.
Yes.
We're going to put you into Harvard.
Yes.
And your life is going to be better from going to this school. All you got to do is score 1,500 on this test. You said, okay, cool. You start studying, like doing everything you can, not eating, pulling all your resources together to take this test. Test day comes, you take the test. You don't score 1,500, you score 1,800. Mm-hmm. Teacher says, takes your test, tears it up right in front of your face, and says, we're going to give that your score, we're going to give that to this guy right here who didn't earn it. What are you going to do about it? I want you to picture
rage. all I see is rage. You know, I want to know what you think more than I'm making a statement, but you said something that was so real. You got hope. You yep. gave people hope. You showed them this system. Hey, look where your dollars are going. This is going to make it right. And the first thing as you got to this point, I was like, there's no way the existing power thought they were going to lose.
Yep.
Because they wouldn't have given the people hope like this.
Jason, so after all the polls had come out, right, I started to feel hope. I was like, because the polls that had kept, they'd never been wrong.
Right.
They okay. predicted it every single time correctly. Right. Okay. Right. So I started to feel hope. The day of the election, mm-hmm. the guy who eventually won, Tinubu was his name, at the polling booth, they interviewed him, mm-hmm. right? They were like, so if you don't win this election, what are you going to do? He was like, oh, I've won. And it was at that point.
You knew.
I knew. At that, because up until then, I was like, okay, I started. Yeah. But there's a way somebody can say something to you uh-huh. that you know, he's like, this guy knows something that I don't know. Mm-hmm. He was entirely too confident. He was yes. like, oh, I've won. And so when the rigging started, I was like, oh.
Are they worried about if Peter were to win like he probably did?
Yep.
Are they worried about him prosecuting them on corruption and things of that nature?
No. He already said he wasn't going to do that.
So he didn't even campaign on any of that.
He didn't campaign on any of that. They're worried about Nigeria becoming
actually free.
Yeah. Yeah. They're worried about Nigeria no longer being, outside Europe, but none of that, yeah. just Nigerians and moving
their power,
forward.
Which lessens their economic strength, which doesn't pad their pockets, which, yeah.
They would rather keep 100 and something million people in poverty than allow that to happen.
Because they want to protect their position in society. And people will at all accounts do drastic, detrimental things to do that. That don't make any sense.
No sense.
Just to protect no sense. That position. You see that everywhere, OC. Yep. I will say this, man. What was the percentage, do you think, of the people that voted in the system? I mean, this year. Because I know the last election, it was low. Yep. And this one was significantly higher.
No,
this was low.
This one was lower.
Really? Yeah.
This one was lower.
Lower than the last.
Now, the thing is.
See, that's where I'm a little ignorant too.
Lower than the last. This is what they say. But in reality, a lot of the people are saying their votes were never counted.
Okay, this is what, yes. Because there was supposed to be this wave of votes that was happening. The system would show that. But now they're saying, no, you know, only 30%
didn't
of
allow
the people.
It. Exactly. Okay. Didn't allow it, yeah. which is an impossibility. Right. Because they have these things called PVCs, mm-hmm. which is basically like your voter card, yeah. right? The people who registered the votes, who actually went through the process of collecting their PVCs, mm-hmm. was up 12 million people.
Wow.
So how do the people, which is a tedious process now.
Yeah. It's so hard in that country.
It's so hard.
When I was figuring that out and I thought about voter registration in America and why they do that, these people said, okay, this is the hurdle?
Yes.
Nigerians said, this is the hurdle? We'll jump it.
Exactly. And they made it 12 million more people registered. So how did 12 million more people register, but then less people, I'm talking about significantly less people.
Of a turnout.
Turned out. It's factually, it's an impossibility. So now Peter Obi is suing, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to court. He's taking the people to court. Mm-hmm. And then you hear
your Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Your equivalent.
That's owned by the APC.
But that's
the
owned by, right.
But it's not necessarily whether or not he wins. Mm. It's the fact that he has to see it through. He's got to fight it all the way through just for next time. You understand?
Because his life in jeopardy at all?
Maybe, but he'll be protected.
Okay.
But I think if he doesn't fight this, when everybody knows this was wrong. The apathy, right? I think that would be more devastating than anything else. If he's just like, you know what, you guys got it, and he goes back. I think that would be the death nail in Nigeria if he does that.
Why won't the people take to the street in protest?
Because, unfortunately, or fortunately, the Nigerian populace isn't armed.
Okay, right.
And the military in those countries will open fire.
That has happened before. You have pointed that out to me.
They're not going to.
Right.
There's going to be no equivocation about that.
Yeah, they will.
They'll open fire. So a mass amount of people have to be willing to die.
Right.
For this.
Yeah.
And they're going in there with like sticks.
Right.
You understand what I mean? Yeah. So they can't.
Even
can't.
If they had guns, a large amount of people would have to be willing to die, like you said.
But here's the interesting thing. It's a point that brings me to. And I know we've talked about this before. But for so long, you know, in America, I could never understand, like, is the Second Amendment?
Yeah.
I couldn't really. I was like, oh, come on, man. Like, people can't have guns. Like, people can't have guns.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, look at all this stuff going on. You can't have guns, right?
Yeah.
I never really. But it was at that point the other day where something in me said, I know that the founding fathers didn't intend it to be like this.
Yeah, they had that because they didn't have a standing army at that time when they said that.
But still, it was like,
you got to protect yourself
against
the
tyranny of the government.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they were worried more about, they didn't have a standing army.
Right. But that tyranny of the government thing that's written in there, I understood it clearly for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, because if you're standing there, you've done everything right. There's no, you've had this hope. It's been stripped away.
Yeah.
You see the corruption. It's right in your face. You want to go out, protest peacefully or however, and you're worried about getting rained down on. I'm fascinated by this because you hear people talk about these kind of situations and scenarios, and they don't have the information.
Yeah.
They just spit out stuff, right? And they talk about it like there's, look at them over there.
Mm.
And I always be like, but do you understand the same thing is happening to us?
Break that down. Break it down for me.
I mean, the same thing.
Yep.
Except the difference is, in my opinion, these people in that country, they know.
Yeah. They're aware.
They're fighting the corruption. They see it. They know what the corruption is.
Mm.
They know why it has occurred. They know what it is. And they stood together to try to fight it, to advance. It was unsuccessful at this point, but they understand it.
Mm.
And I look at things happening in the USA. And we always talk about politics like it's a game, you know, like it's NFL, it's football. Mm. Everybody knows in football, you're trying to get the ball into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're trying to do. And it's a lot of misdirection, a lot of look over here, fake this, that. We got to get your eyes all over the place, get you communicating wrong. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We got to frustrate you. We got to do all these things to get that ball in that direction, right? And I look at American politics, and I look at power and the structure and how it works. And I look at a defense, which is the population, that has no clue what the game is.
They don't know if they play. They don't know what they're playing.
They don't even know where the end zone is. They they constantly use the same things we see throughout the world. History shows us this stuff is replicated over and over and over again. Yet I see, I'm just going to keep it to Americans, because I got to talk about you know, where I'm from, that point the finger, and I'm like, do you see what's happening to us? Mm. The people with power are doing everything possible to make you not understand where the goalpost is.
Yeah.
You don't even know what game you're playing. You don't even know what corruption is because you're so confused. You can't even call it out. Yet, look at that over there.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, come on.
It's crazy. There's a common thread that runs through the world, bro. You know?
Yeah.
There's a common thread that, you know what's going on now in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
So now, after these elections, and they saw what happened, right?
Right.
So now you have the ruling party and people of that nature saying, hey, can you believe that this Igbo man from the East picked up votes in Yoruba land and in Hausa land? The Igbo people are taking over. The Igbo people need to go back to their own homeland in the southeast of the country.
Attack the minority. That strategy.
And people are actually out there. Igbo people, go home. I'll show you the thing. Igbo people. And I'm looking. I'm like, J-Bell. I'm looking. I'm like, how do you not see what they're?
Well, guess what they're doing in the U.S. Guess what they're doing in places like Florida.
Same
guess what they're
thing.
Doing in places like Tennessee. You literally have an attack on the smallest minority group in the country, like they are infiltrating your household.
Yep.
You know what that is?
Mm.
Transgenders.
Yep.
Because guess what? We, the power, has to find a way to be a victim. The power has to find a way to make you think as a population that they're the victim. And it's easy when you have when you look at the smallest group and you say them. Guess why, OC?
Mm.
It's hard for them to punch back.
Yep.
You're a bully in the schoolyard. Spend all this time teaching our kids, don't be a bully. But yet, that is exactly what the system does. It's fascinating. Power, you talked about that. We say it goes everywhere. I mean, protection of your position, right? We're talking about that throughout the world. I mean, you look at the U.S. and you look at the power.
Mm.
There's two things they to keep that position. You've seen this extraction of wealth that has been exponential.
Yep.
Up the top. I mean, it's been crazy, right? Mm. There's two things they're constantly fighting, and they will try as much as they can to keep us distracted off of it. Taxes, labor rights. Because guess what that protects, OC?
What's that?
Their money. If we pay less in taxes, it doesn't go back into society.
Yep.
It's not that we don't care about society. We just don't want to pay for it.
Yep.
Right? We'd rather donate. Okay? That's one. Labor rights. How do I extract from the middle class? How do I make more money? Well, material costs are what they are. But what I pay my labor, that's where I can squeeze, I can pull, you know? And if I break up unions, which they have,
keep them down. Keep
people can't get together. And how do you break up unions? Mm. You gotta plant something in there. You gotta make them say we're different, but we're alike, but we're different. Race, religion, sexuality. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 them three. Over, 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 over.
And they start fighting at the bottom.
And they start fighting at the bottom. And then guess what at the top? We're the victims to this. Who's the smallest minority group now? Them. They're the ones. Oh, you know what? Your wages are low, Jay Bell and OC. It's the brown people. You know, over here, they're coming in, they're taking your jobs. You shipped them out of the country. You've been shipping manufacturing jobs out of the country for a decade. but yet it's those people. How can I continue to play action pass you, to do a little fake? At the third time when I go for that fake at safety, OC, and they throw the ball over my head, what are you going to do? You're going to look back there and be like, Jay Bell again? Yeah,
like you're an actual fool, Jay.
They got you again?
You're an actual
fool. I'm on the bench, right? Yeah. But guess what? In society, you can't get on
the bench.
Don't
happen, yeah.
But guess what your country did? They got off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we are going to not look at these distractions. And we are going to vote for the person we feel like will put us in a good position. And guess what the power did then? They did what power does when distraction doesn't work. Use the power.
Yep.
But once you use the power, it's very clear of the corruption.
Exactly.
And this
can't
is,
use it again. It's very hard to use it again.
It's hard to use again. And this is my frustration, which what I see in the USA is that we got to get together enough to see exactly what the power's doing to then defeat it instead of continuing to go for the play action fake over and over and over again and then argue with each other in the secondary about whose fault it was.
Bam. Got nothing else, bro. That was outstanding, J-Bo.
I mean, it's the donut.
Outstanding.
It's the donut. It's the donut, OC. I miss these conversations. Thank you for allowing me to vent. Yeah, well, thank you for breaking it down to me because I can read what I read, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I need to know, I've learned so much about Africa through you, and like you got to understand how everything connects historically.
Yep.
So all these things you're saying, you've told me over the years, and I'm like, oh my gosh, so they've overcome tribalism?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And then, you know, young people and force and change, and now they know exactly what they have to do next because they've gotten together. That being said, it'll give us something to talk about next time. Ask OC J Bell.
Okay.
Ask OC, ask J Bell. Right. It's that time. This is from Snyder. Hopefully not the Snyder that I'm thinking about. But this is from Snyder.
Not that Snyder.
Not that Snyder. talk about power. That might give me some trouble. quarterback merry-go-round, OC. Who ends up where? And who will be the starting quarterback for my New York Jets on opening day? Love your podcast, loyal listener. Mm. This is a good time for this because it was up to two guys.
Yep.
Derek Carr
yep.
and Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek Carr is now with the Saints.
Yep.
So
I still think there's one more that can be in
who,
there.
Okay, throw it out there.
I think Aaron Rodgers
uh-huh.
or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. I think Jimmy's everybody's like if
fallback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it makes sense because
that's what he was in San Fran.
Familiarity. Oh. Right. Okay. Real
not
quick
a bad
on
fallback.
This is good. Salai knows him, right, from San Fran, the head coach of the Jets. But there's one thing about Garoppolo. Of course you want Aaron, but Garoppolo is a guy that the locker room loves, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's important.
It is.
He can be carried by a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, in the AFC, man, you got to have firepower.
Yep.
You got to have firepower. But interesting. I like the Garoppolo thing, man. I forgot about that. Hit subscribe to the podcast. We're in our summer schedule, OC.
Summer schedule.
So that means we're not here every week.
Every other week.
Yeah, every other week. Mm. But make sure you don't miss an episode. So please, please, please subscribe so that doesn't happen because there's going to be a lot of things going on that we got to catch up on in the world. We're reading a lot of books, so we're going to get into that and all the good stuff. Shout out to Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy. Hit it one time.
Lazy Boy. Yeah.
Have they paid us this year? Or
I don't know because I just got so much money flowing through.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
I ain't checked my account, bro. It probably into
another 50 grand. I don't know.
Definitely not Lazy Boy with the transactions. Shout out to Lazy Boy. And OC, my brother, thank you for the donuts. That was written from Simon in his handwriting.
Thank you
for the donuts. We're back in a couple of weeks. And just like this whole conversation right now, there's one word, one single word, Uprise, people.
All day.
Uprise.
You smell it?
It is. It's floating towards my face. My phone ring, the money is calling.
One day. She hand carry. One day. She fan carry. One day. One fall to the core, I stand feet. Anything I touch, in my order legit. Was Eddie the cause? It's a fool for this beat. One man army, I don't accept defeat. Drum roll, let the games begin. Let the world know that I'm going in. We go see they do the numbers, like send out nothing. Put in the work, let the money do the talking. I can no back, I'm not true. Swag him na dog. No, they go could the old fanta wolf.
One day.
Was that the cause? Race and the mix.